If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee. Good
morning. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. And how about your wife?
Oh, yes. She was happy.
Yeah, we had a great weekend as well. One of my favorite kinds of weekends, sort of overcast, sometimes rainy, hanging out, watching movies, doing that kind of stuff. So went out to eat to celebrate Mom. So, yeah, had a great weekend. Hope you did too.
Yeah.
You said, all right, well, surprised to get a deal of any kind from China yet. I thought we wouldn't be here for a while.
A trade deal has been reached with China after negotiations over the weekend in Geneva. Here's President Trump's trade rep, Jameson Greer, outlining the agreement.
We come to agreement that our reciprocal tariff rate will go down to 10% on the United States side, so it goes down 115%. We enter into a 90-day pause period for negotiations, which both the Chinese and the United States are very committed to, and the Chinese on their side also go down 115% to 10%, and they remove the countermeasures that they have in place.
And here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sitting alongside Greer to part in the negotiations this weekend in Geneva.
Neither side wants a decoupling. And what had occurred with these very high tariffs, as Ambassador Greer said, was the equivalent of an embargo. And neither side wants that. We do want trade. We want more balanced trade, and I think that both sides are committed to achieving that.
Of course, the market's roaring in early trading this morning, Lee, but what this basically is, a lot of people are saying it's a trade deal. That's really weird. No, this is a temporary reduction in tariffs, reciprocal tariffs in particular, while they negotiate. They basically agreed to a framework for negotiating, but not a framework for trade. So I don't know why everybody's calling this a trade deal. I was kind of confused by that.
Oh, yeah.
This is them agreeing to agree to talk and to pull the tariffs back while talking. So, and that makes sense. That was the whole point of Trump even slapping the massive 145% tariff on China. You know, it's what it went up to at one point, just to get him to the table. Because their take on it was before was, no, we will continue stealing. This number was in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, $800 billion a year in intellectual property from America. And they make it cheaper with slave labor, flood the market with it, and come back and we buy our stuff back from them after they've stolen us blind. This is not a way forward for the future. It's absolutely not. So I have a lot of questions about this. I got to tell you, it was interesting, you know, over the weekend, you've got the positives from the trade representatives and Scott Bessent and all these people. But you had Secretary of State Marco Rubio out there saying what I'm saying. I don't see how we have any trade relationship with China going forward. I don't care what they reduce the tariffs to. They are flooding us with fentanyl. They are threatening to crash our grid, bragging to us as recently as December that they cyber attacked us. Our ex-FBI director said on his way out, his biggest fear is China collapses our grid. They're in our ports, our water treatment facilities, and our nuclear facilities. They are deeply embedded in there. They could take the system down at any time. That's what we're told in the Wall Street Journal. Bragged about it. Said that the cyber attacks against us were in retaliation for Taiwan. And that's not even counting the 215,000 of us they killed shipping fentanyl through Mexico and Canada. Never mind the fact that as recently as a week ago, we learned they were helping the Houthis target our military and cargo ships using their satellites. Those are acts of war. So this whole idea, we'll just buy some stuff from China and everybody be fine. We'll get the tariffs off. That's not the main problem. It's not even close to the main problem. And there's this additional situation. Well, I'll start with Marco Rubio saying, look, you have on the one hand the Trump tariff team out there saying, yes, we're making progress. On the other hand, you've got the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, saying this.
Look, this is hurting the Chinese economy. People forget that the factories where all these shoes and shirts and clothing and all that stuff that comes from China, those are all Chinese jobs. When they say that the containers, that the factories are not going to be sending things to America, that means they're out of a job. This is hurting the Chinese economy badly. I think there's two questions. Can we reach some sort of short-term accommodation with them? That's what they want. I mean, the Chinese are reaching out. They want to meet. They want to talk. We've got people involved in that, obviously our Treasury Secretary. But I think there's a broader question, and that is...
And that is what? And this is what he said.
This is a wake-up call that we truly need to become a country that can make more things in America and not be as dependent on China. We were far too dependent on China. We allowed them through unfair trade practices to deindustrialize us and to use not just tariffs, but non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, dumping. We've allowed them to use all of those things.
Intellectual property theft.
Stealing intellectual property and really left us deindustrialized as a country and heavily dependent on them. That's a very dangerous place to be. And President Trump is taking it on and he's doing it now because it needs to be done now. It cannot wait any longer. Two more years in this direction and we are going to be in a lot of trouble, really dependent on China. So I do think there's this broader question about how much we should buy from them at all moving forward.
Yeah. How much we should buy from them at all. So I don't know what direction we're actually going in, Lee. I mean, yeah, it's cool if, I mean, look, they don't let us in, to sell our stuff in their markets, which is ridiculous. That's what they agreed to get in the World Trade Organization. Right. We're barred, but yet they can come sell in our markets. I mean, okay, cool. Fix all that. I mean, I hope we fix all that, I guess, if we're going to be a trading partner. But how are you a trading partner with your most mortal enemy on earth that you're constantly preparing to go to war with?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if you're actually a partner, there's really a two-way street there. And it is, about the lanes should be about the same size, if you get my drift.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. This would be if they cut an actual trade deal. Right now they've just agreed to talk, basically, and to lower the tariffs while they do it. But if there's an actual trade deal, this would be the fourth trade deal that the Trump administration has cut with China. People don't know that. The others, They signed, you know, big fanfare and then completely gaffed off immediately. Yep. Did abided by absolutely zero of the agreed upon principles. I'm going to go back over that coming up. So the idea, well, we'll cut a trade deal with China. China is laughing their rear end off is all they're doing. They're not going to abide by any, but we will, but they won't. So, I mean, they're incentivized given the past, what they've been taught as well. We, you know, we never abide by trade deals, but the U.S. does. So let's see what we can get out of them. I was wondering here, almost watching this, if they're just doing this to demonstrate goodwill to Wall Street. Like, hey, we tried. Hey, we'll sit down with them. Hey, we'll talk to them. Because it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter what they come up with. China's not going to abide by it. And may crash our grid in retaliation. That's where we honestly are. I mean, we could pretend as much as we want. And all of these, you know, business channels could pretend as much as they want. But they're our mortal enemy. And they're just, there's not a lot you can do to make them behave. So it's going to be interesting. You got to think the Trump team knows this, Lee. I mean,
oh yeah. Well, and also with the Trump administration, you have a group of people in there who will actually do something and react to what China does.
That's
because
true.
We have not had that in the past 30 or 40 years. Administrations just, oh, okay, well, that's just China, and just let things continue to go on and got us to the point where we are. And, you know, Secretary Rubio was absolutely right. We've got this. Now is the time. It has to be done now. And this Trump administration is the only one that has ever shown any inclination to do anything about this issue.
Absolutely. And if we don't, we'll just go back to China literally owning our presidents. Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest stories of last fall was finding out the Biden family took $30 million from China. Joe was the big guy. The IRS knew it. The two agents, investigating the Biden family had them dead to rights. And that was in 2019.
And what they're talking about, intellectual property rights, too, is one of the really the underlying biggest issues that does not get enough attention, because that's what's happening. Our scientists, our corporations, our government develops technologies and the Chinese steal it and then sell it back to us at cut rate prices. They steal it. This type of stuff takes billions, if not trillions of dollars to develop in overall in the world economy, whether it is whatever the technology is, whatever the science about it is, whatever it is, it costs money. It creates jobs, but it costs money to develop these things, and the Chinese steal it. They have a history of doing this. This is the way that China, the Chinese Communist Party, does business. They will steal what you have, build it cheaper, and sell it back to you.
With everybody acting like it's fine, learning it can just buy our presidents, and
that all
be
changed
fine.
When Trump got inaugurated the second time.
Absolutely, and again, so this is the fourth. This is the fourth kind of deal they have with China. Don't expect China to comply with any of it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think at this point, all China's trying to do is get those factories up and running again, so that they can get the riots off their hands. Because it's an existential threat to the Communist Party. I think ultimately the Chinese Communist Party has to be crushed. I think that they should just live in an embargo. And I think we should put an Iranian-style embargo on them, cut them off everywhere at every port, and truly go to war with them and collapse the Chinese Communist Party. Because there's no fixing this. The second Democrats come back into office, they're going to be allowed to do what they want. Even some Republicans are going to let them do what they want. Trump's got to fix this now. Rubio's right, and cutting a trade deal and then, you know, spending a year seeing if they comply with it, they won't, is not the answer. But I'm sure there's a in-depth plan here. They've got to look reasonable. The trade team does. All right. Speaking of looking reasonable, Democrats get violent in defense of the most violent illegal immigrant criminals. They're not hiding who they are, folks. This is who I've been telling you they are in all the years you've been listening to me and telling you, trust me, they really are that bad. You don't have to trust me anymore. You can watch them on video. They're nuts. Incidents all over the country this weekend. Democrat politicians getting violent on behalf of illegal immigrant gangsters and other assorted criminals. We'll have that coming up.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.